Welcome to Grace Capital Church Podcast, broadcasting from our Pembroke campus.
Well, good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Doing well. All right. Well, we are on message two of our Saved series, where what we're doing here for the next 5 weeks is we're unpacking what it really means to not just be saved, but to live saved. And we discover that by looking at the Greek word sozo, or if you want to really pronounce it properly, it's called sozo, is the true Greek way of saying that. And really, we realize that word has multiple meanings. We think when we just get saved, we just said a prayer, but really, actually, being saved is about living saved, which means we're walking in this way looking for the heaven, looking for the heavens to open up over our life. Do I have an amen? How many people would like the heavens where Jesus currently resides to open up and we would see what is in heaven here on earth? I think some of you have this pause, if you're like me, like is that really theologically correct? Well, you just have to look at Jesus's prayer, the Lord's Prayer. What does he pray? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus understood that even though we live here on earth, that we have this ability to ask our Father in heaven to allow things to be done here on earth as it truly is in heaven. Is there sickness in heaven? Is there sorrow in heaven? Is there disease in heaven? Are there tears in heaven? Maybe tears of joy. So we are going to be beginning to unpack that. The first week we talked about being rescued. I wanted to say, if you're a guest with us today, we're so glad that you're here with us. I hope you feel like you're a part of the family and you can come back and you can enjoy yourself. Well, the other thing I want to let you know is we do have some t-shirts called Living Sozo on them. And the reason I just share that with you as well, it's like sometimes churches kind of like get slick in their marketing, and I don't ever want you to think that, because we shouldn't be slick with anything. We should just be authentic followers of Jesus. But why we have that is because sometimes there's a moment in time where we get these aha moments, where we experience something, and then we want something to remind us of that. Why do you think you go to a concert and you want a concert t-shirt? Nobody needs another t-shirt, but everybody wants to remember what took place that evening or that weekend. So these Live Sozo shirts are really just to help us remind us when we go to our drawer and put on a t-shirt to say, what does it mean to live saved? What does it mean to live saved? So those are available. You can get those at the Info Hub and order those as well, or you can order them online. Well, if you take your Bibles and open them up to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4, remember, I encourage you to bring your Bibles every week. Until I start seeing everybody have Bibles walking into the church, I probably am going to keep saying this. I really want you to bring your Bibles. So much so, if you don't own a Bible, we have free Bibles for you at the Info Hub. I know you want your electronic device, and you can have it, and you can scroll through it. Okay, let me just ask this question. How many people, you're all going to have phones, you're going to say it, but literally use their electronic device or their physical Bible in church? Raise your hand. Be honest. This is church here, guys. You should be honest anyways. Okay, put your hands down. How many people do not own a Bible? Put your hand up. Where's your Bible? If you own one, where is it? All right. Go home, find it in the bookcase, and go, and then bring it to church with you. It'll be okay. It won't hurt you. Acts chapter 4. It's in the New Testament after the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. The book of Acts. Verse 12, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you are saved. That word saved actually is translated healed or made whole. Healed or made whole. And there is salvation, healing, and being made whole in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we are healed or made whole. Jesus desires that we are healed and made whole. I'm not too sure what you think about that. There was a time in my life that I grew up in a Presbyterian church. This whole idea of actually that Jesus heals people today was a very foreign thought and concept to me. There's also another time that I, if you're gonna watch some of our videos in our Life Group series, I share this story of how I was at a worship conference and there was somebody very much like what happened here this morning with Scott, and somebody says, there's somebody here in the audience that the Lord is showing me that they have a dairy intolerance. That's a weird thing, back in the day, before all these allergies came back, you know, out in the public, and a dairy intolerance. Now, I grew up, I couldn't eat dairy. It would make me go a little nuts. Actually, I remember this is a funny sideline, a little rabbit trail story. Bounce, bounce, bounce. It's okay. We'll come back. But I was going to the prom, and they were like, okay, Mark, so here's your glass of milk. Go wild. Instead of alcohol, you know, it was like, go wild on a glass of milk. I mean, it would do something to me that it was just not good, but so I drank a glass of milk on my prom night. Ooh, you're so bad. Oh, man. Oh, thank the Lord I'm beyond those days. All right, but anyways, healed and made whole. And so he is speaking to us, and he says, this conference speaker, he says, somebody here has a dairy intolerance and wants to heal them. And at the time, my wife is with me, and she says, she nudges me. She goes, that's you. That's you. I'm like, no, look at all the people here. It's got to be somebody else. And I actually didn't receive that it was for me until a few years later. And I said, well, what if it was for me? What if it was? And it took me years to really begin to wrestle through that was for me, that I began to eventually find my healing. Today I can have dairy, no problem. And I received that healing. And I didn't outgrow it. It was just, I needed to receive what it was that God had for me. And it was probably my faith or that lack thereof. And I would say as today we're going to be talking about God wanting to heal us and make us whole, that I do know that we can struggle sometimes. Especially anybody who has been in a wheelchair that's been prayed for, anybody who's been sick that's been prayed for before, that's like, this is the last message I want to hear, because are you going to bring up that pain again? Of how many times have I prayed and I have not been healed? What's up with that? You know, I don't really know what God has in store when he chooses not to heal. But I do know that our Father's good. And I know his timing is perfect. And I don't have all those answers. But one thing I do know is he wants to heal. And he wants to make us whole. And it's for today. It is for today. So we're going to unpack this a little bit. Well, my daughter was telling me yesterday, I went to her volleyball game, and is Abby in the room? I haven't seen her yet this morning because she drives down with my son. Abby, are you in the room? Raise your hand if you are. She's teaching in the class. Oh, perfect. Perfect. So she was, I was hanging out with her yesterday, and she goes, Dad, she goes, you know, I'm still just a teenager, but I really like when you do illustrations. I says, well, why do you like illustrations? She goes, well, when you don't do illustrations, it's kind of boring. I was like, thanks, Abby. So she goes, like, are you going to do one tomorrow? I said, well, I hadn't planned on it, so she put the pressure on me. So I have an illustration for you this morning because my daughter put the pressure on me. But I want you to turn to Matthew chapter. Actually, that's the Lord's Prayer. I don't want you to go to Matthew. I want you to go to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. If you're also wondering why I'm not like, what's happened to Mark? Why is he not like so wound up like he usually is? I'll tell you what's happening to me. And you should try this, by the way, sometimes. It's pretty good. What's happening is I'm waking up earlier in the morning and I'm just being quiet with Jesus. It's pretty amazing. To just sit and talk with God and to enjoy his presence. You know, I have a journal. I would be in God's word. And it wasn't routine. I got a lot of life out of it. But recently, I've just been wanting to sit with Jesus. And it's changing me. So try it. It actually is pretty good. That's another thing that doesn't hurt you. A Bible, open it up, spend time with Jesus. It doesn't hurt you. It only makes you a better person. All right, so here we go. Luke chapter 5. And I want us to look at this story together. I do have it up on the screen for all those who don't have your Bible. That will bring it next week. So here we go. Luke chapter 5, Mr. Subliminal. Verse 17. On one of those days, as he was teaching, this is Jesus, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. You got to understand who's in this story. Jesus teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up onto the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst of Jesus. Do you see this picture? The crowd. No way to get in. They go on the roof. Open up the roof, lower a man down. And when he saw their faith, he said, man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them. That was Jesus using the gift of knowledge. Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home. And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been laying on, and went home glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen extraordinary things today. Church, I want to let you know that our heart and our desire is that you will see extraordinary things today. Father, as we dive into this idea of you wanting to heal us and make us whole further, Father, I just pray you would stir our faith right now. That you would help us to believe. Help us in our unbelief. Help us to realize that, God, you have great things in store for us. And you want to heal us emotionally and physically. But we trust in your timing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, so we're gonna have a little illustration time. So I need four strong people. You can just jump right up here. Four strong men or women. It's okay. We don't say only men are strong. Women are strong too. All right, we got one, two, three, four. Thank you. And I need somebody about 100 pounds or less. You guys can come right up here. I'm just saying 100 pounds or less. It's not because I can't believe they don't have the strength to do it. Who's 100 pounds or less? It could be a youngster. Any young? Oh my word! Here we go. Guess what? So what's your name?
Sierra.
Sierra. Hey, thanks for being up here. Man, you're brave. You're brave. Do you know what you're going to be doing? Are you okay with being paralyzed? I've got this special tool out of my back pocket. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. So, do you know what a taser is? I'm kidding. Okay. So here we go. So, did you say Sierra? All right, Sierra. You're going to be like in the story. We just read a story, right? And there was a paralyzed person. So I'm going to pretend you're paralyzed. You can just go lay down on this blanket for a second. All right, and this is the paralyzed. Don't move, you're paralyzed. All right, and so then we've got four strong men who are going to pick up each corner of this like mat, this bed. And all right, on the count of three, one, two, three, up we go. All right, and so we have these four guys who are like realizing that the Sierra, who is like the man in the story, is really, she can't get to Jesus. And so they're going to come up here, and they're actually going to, all four of you guys are going to stand on top of this ladder. So come on around over here, guys. And so how's our liability insurance at the church? We're just checking here. Okay, well, maybe you can't. So let's envision this for a second of what it would be like to go up to the top of a roof and to chip away the tiles of the roof to drop her down. Would you feel okay if they started dropping you down, like we'll cut a hole right here and drop you down? No, that would not be okay. So if you can just put Sierra back over here for a moment, I just wanted you to understand visually. Sorry, Abby, that you're not here to see this illustration. You can play her right back down. The four strong men can go back, and you can give them a hand. Hey, wait, you can't go yet. So here is the paralyzed man that gets lowered down in front of Jesus. Now, I feel weird being Jesus. So anybody want to play Jesus? I know, everybody feels weird playing Jesus. It's okay. So we'll pretend that Jesus is here. I would not want to assume that I would be Jesus-like. So here we go. Although we are to be Christ-like, aren't we? I can play Jesus. All right, so here I am. And the Pharisees, who's in the story? We got Pharisees, the teachers of the law. They are mad at Jesus. And by the way, they're the religious people. And can I tell you what? As much as you want to boo who, the religious people, there's parts inside of us that are religious. There are. Just because even we go to church every Sunday, there's something about that action that becomes potentially religious in us. You doing okay down there? Awesome. Keep going. Don't move. And so what happens is there's a part of us that says, you know what? You just disrupted our service. Imagine if all of a sudden four people came bursting through these things, or if we heard a chainsaw in the midst of this roof right now in our service. And all of a sudden, I'd be like, excuse me, we have a service going on. But meanwhile, the faith of these friends determined that what was most important was to see somebody being healed and made whole, and Jesus wanted to do that. Jesus wanted to do that. But the religious side of each one of us sometimes would have a problem with that. And we have to understand that we've got to get rid of the religiosity that wants to come inside of us, and we need to be okay with Jesus being Jesus, and sometimes he does things a little unconventional. And it's okay. The interesting thing, though, when Jesus first sees the paralyzed person, he starts with the heart before he goes to the physical. He starts with what's on inside before he addresses what's on the outside. See, Jesus always goes after the heart because that's eternal. This is temporal. And he goes after us in our heart in the places that we know that we need healing first and foremost, which is our heart. And he does that by saying your sins are forgiven. And the religious couldn't stand that. But then he says, pick up your mat. Pick up your mat. You want to stay paralyzed? Come on, young man, pick up your mat and go home and tell everybody what Jesus has done for you. You can take that with you. You can't have it, though. You just leave it on the front step. And what does the story say? By the way, this is a historical account, not hysterical, a historical account. And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. And amazement seized them all. And they glorified God and were filled with awe. Who did they glorify? God. You see, a healing will always bring glory to God. It will never be the person who does the healing. By the way, at the time, at the end of the service, we're going to have a chance for us to pray for one another. I wanted to settle this right now. Some of you are going to be like, yeah, I don't have the gift of healing. Or, yeah, I've been using the gift of healing. We do know what we're comfortable with, and maybe God's allowed you to use that gift before. But the gift, you all have the gift of healing. You want to know why I know that? Unless you're here and you don't know Jesus yet. Because it's Christ inside you that does the healing. It's Christ inside us who does the healing. So the Holy Spirit who resides in us right now does healing. Why is it, do you think, that when Peter, who was filled with the Holy Spirit, people were lining up along the streets with all their sick people just so Peter's shadow could cast over them? It wasn't that Peter was so awesome. It was that God was so awesome inside Peter. And so as Peter had spent more time in the presence of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to fill him, even just the environment that was taking place inside Peter was changing the environment around Peter. Did you catch that? And that could be each one of us. The environment that is going on inside of Mark, which is Mark spending time with Jesus, can begin to spill over and change the environment around me because of the Holy Spirit who's inside of us. All right, I do have some good points and some good slides I want to share with you. My first question for you is, there are the faith of the friends. Put that slide up there, the faith of the friends. If you can find that one. The faith of a friend can be enough to break your ceiling to receive your healing. This is so important. I just had somebody come up to me and just talk about a loved one who is going through some treatment and surgeries because of cancer, and they're just broken. And it's like, it's perfect Sunday for you to be here, because you know what? Your loved one does not need to be here. We can pray, and the faith of a friend can bring a healing for somebody else. You see, it was the faith of those four friends that allowed them to go up onto a roof and break out those tiles to lower somebody down. That guy would not have been healed unless the faith of the friends initiated it. Point number one. I've already said this one, but a healing will always bring glory to Jesus. Can I have an amen to that? Amen. It's about Jesus and his kingdom and his glory. We already talked about this one. We don't always know God's timing in his healing. But we know his timing is always perfect. I want you to hear that again, because I need you to have some peace and calm in your heart. Because some of you have said, I have prayed so many times before and nothing's happened. How many times do you think the paralyzed man might have prayed? We don't know the timing of what is taking place in God's kingdom. And the interesting thing, I think sometimes God used that moment in time to be in front of the religious, to be in front of a crowd, to instill the faith of some friends. An entire village came to Jesus, I would say, because they went off telling everybody about what Jesus has done. And maybe it was God's timing that was the issue. I just want to give you that confidence that as we pray, and we're going to expect things to take place, but if they don't, trust that he's still a good father and his timing is always perfect. I love this one. It's not only will he forgive sins, but he can make us walk again. You see, I think we stop to shorten salvation, sozo, healed and made whole. We stop on just the decision. I decided to follow Jesus, and he forgives our sins, but we forget there's so much more. He wants to heal us, and he wants to make us whole. The paralyzed person, what does he do? He does not just say, hey, your sins are forgiven. Okay, guys, take the mat now and get lost. With the guy still on it, no, he says, your sins are forgiven. Get up, take your mat, and go home. My question for us is what is your ceiling? What is your roof? You see, our ceiling and our roof is that the thing that prevents us from receiving an open heaven. Think about that. You look up, you see a ceiling in front of you, or on top of you, or above you. There we go. That's the right word. Above you. You see that ceiling. Do you see the sky right now? No, there's a barrier that's preventing you to see what God sees. And so often in life, we begin to create these false barriers, these ceilings. But I do think it sometimes it takes, that's why it takes the faith of a friend to say, you know what? I'm willing to go to bat for you to remove the ceiling in your life so you can receive the open heaven. But we create these artificial ceilings when the reality is if Jesus says, a prayer of thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's saying, I want there to be an open line from what's on earth to what's in heaven. And because of that, he's saying, when you put ceilings there, you can't experience that open heaven. But sometimes we need to break those tiles of our life, those roofs and those ceilings of our lives that prevent us from receiving all that God has for us. So my question is what are those ceilings in your life? What is that roof in your life? Well, today I want to let you know, today we want to tear open the ceiling. Today we want to tear open the ceiling. Today we want an open heaven. And today it might just take the faith of a friend for you to see your healing. Today it might just realize that, you know what, I didn't know that he wants to do this in my life. So what we're going to do is we're going to create an environment for the Holy Spirit to do his work. In that story, in the historical account of Jesus and the paralyzed man, there was Jesus, there were the religious, there was a crowd, there were some friends, and there was a sick man, a paralyzed man. Can I tell you what? All of those same characters are here today in this room. there is Jesus. We say it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here. That takes on the very same characteristics and nature of Jesus. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they all carry the same nature. The Holy Spirit can heal. So Jesus is here. There's a religious side of each one of us that says, oh boy, are we going down this path? Come on. And that's in us, and we've got to fight through that one because that's just our religious side that we just got to keep killing. There's the crowd. We got a crowd here. We've got friends. I love what Pastor Richie had said earlier. You know, if you came with a friend, that's awesome, because a friend just wants you to experience something good. Glad that we're here. We have friends here. We have loved ones. We have people that aren't here that maybe our faith in itself is going to be enough to see somebody else's healing. Then there are those who would say, you know what, I have an ailment. Maybe it's emotional, maybe it's physical. I've got a sickness, I've got a disease, I've got something. And all those same characters of that story are the same characters right here present in this room. And so the same outcome can take place. That the ceiling can be torn open. The heavens can be opened. And people are going to leave here rejoicing because of the extraordinary thing that they've seen Jesus do. If you need healing today, emotional, mental, physical, and you would say, I want to be healed. And remember, you're going to trust God for his timing. All you need is to have the desire, and then you trust God with the outcome. But if that's you, can you either slip up your hand or stand? Slip up your hand or stand. If you'd say that's you. I'm going to leave a few more minutes. Keep your hand up for a minute. It might be easier just to stand. If you've raised your hand, just go ahead and stand, just because that way you don't have to keep your hand up. Oh, man. I'm getting tired of keeping my hand up. It won't be long, but who else? Who else would just like to say, I would like to have some healing? All right. So how we're going to do this is, remember, those of you who are a professing believer of Jesus Christ have the Spirit of God inside of you. And you can be used to bring somebody's healing. It's Jesus who does the work. Would you gather around these people and would you pray for them? I would like you to ask them if they feel comfortable sharing. You can just say, hey, what do you want me to pray for? And let them share. If you don't, just pray. And that's fine too. Would you kind of gather around? We want crowds around people. So go ahead and start moving. Everybody stand to your feet now and let's find those people. Put your hand up just so you know. Now's the time to put your hand up. Because everybody's standing up. We don't know. Put your hand up if you want healing. If you want healing, put your hand up. Keep it up for a moment. I just want to make sure everybody's got somebody to... I've got somebody over here, please. Somebody on this side. Their hand's still up and not a crowd around them. If you don't have somebody, come over here, please. I want to make sure there's some people get prayed for right here. If you don't have a crowd around you, need healing, please. There's some people in the back. There's somebody right here. We got Steve over Mike, okay? That's good. I need some more people over here, please. Don't be shy. Go around to somebody. I need somebody to put a hand on somebody. There's still a hand up. Right over here. I need somebody to move over here, please. If you've got around a big group, then split off, and I want to make sure everybody's covered. Okay. I got one more right here. I need somebody to... Can you please come over here? Can you please come on? I just need one person over here. Can somebody come to me so I can point you to the person? I need, if you're with a big group, can I have somebody? Yeah, come right on over here and pray for this gentleman right here, okay? All the way over. Right there. You see his hand up? Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Yep, straight there. Straight. Perfect. Thank you. Oh, Father, we just pray for this atmosphere of an open heaven. Father, I pray that the roof would be opened up. The ceilings in our lives would be opened up. Father, that there your anointing would come here. Your healing oil would come. Holy Spirit, just do an amazing work. Amazing work. Bring healing, I pray. Bring healing, I pray. Keep praying, keep praying. Father, we just ask you to intervene today. Lord Jesus, that you would just move, that you would move, that you would move in people's lives, that you would align everything back to its original state, Lord Jesus, that you'd remove those things that are not supposed to be in those bodies, those things that have taken on different shapes and forms that are not to be in those bodies, Lord. That the mental images, Father, that are not of you, God, I just pray that you would realign the mind, the body, and the spirit, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Grace Capital Church podcast. If you'd like to know more about this podcast and the mission that we have in New England, or if this podcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry financially, please visit us online at gccnh.com